Take It Like a Fan, episode 5-9.
That was so dull.
It was, but
we're back.
It's that kind of day, and I actually need to talk to you guys about something.
What's that?
There's some times in your life that you face, damn, these gummy bears are good.
Yes, sir.
That you face some hard truths.
Hard
like,
truths.
Like, let me give you an example.
Like, you, we get it, dude. You won FanDuel.
I did
last year.
And I won the picks, but whatever. Ooh, aside from that. The deal is, like, sometimes you face the hard truths, meaning, like, I have to face every time I come in here to this podcast that my friends just kind of see me as a source of entertainment. They make their Biden jokes. They make their stupid-ass jokes.
Why are you looking at me?
Who's got Biden jokes?
You're just across from me. Huh?
Who's got Biden jokes?
Chip Biden.
I almost got him a card that had to do with that, too, for his birthday.
But I had to face a harder truth.
The way you take it is a different perspective on how it's put out on the platform for you to hear.
Fair enough.
What'd you take differently or difficultly?
Or what'd you take? As you know, I have four boys, one of which is a...
Growing young man.
Growing young man, yes. One is a diehard hockey. I mean, that's all he does, hockey.
That's a good kid.
We're Lightning. Yeah, Lightning, good kid. He is a good kid. Lightning fans through and through. We sit, we watch the games together. We talk about the Lightning. It's a good vibe.
Good vibe, right? Great vibe.
A little while ago... He comes in, it was right around Halloween, actually, and he's like, hey, Dad, check out my jersey, and it's a Florida Panthers jersey.
What?
Yeah, but he said, it's a Halloween costume. I'm being a dumbass Predator fan. I'm like, oh, bro, hands up, you know, do your thing, high five, get out, go give me some candy.
Go give me some candy.
Now, this past weekend, he goes to Nashville for the Lightning outdoor game against the Predators. My son comes home
with a black eye,
with a Predator shirt.
No, he did not.
Predator jersey, excuse me, and a Predator hat. My son has become the poster boy for bandwagon fans.
Why does he like the Predators so much?
Oh, man.
He says the shirt looks cool.
The shirt looks cool?
Is that what he said?
Yeah. Actually, he was mocking me because I always – actually, that's not true. He didn't say that because I'm always walking around the house talking about how pretty I am. So he said that he thinks that shirt's real pretty. I'm like, it's even worse to hear that.
Yeah, that's not come a good out. Sign.
Yeah.
No.
How old is he?
He's 13 going on 14 next month.
Are you saying your son's confused right now?
Confused.
Let him find himself, man.
Listen. No. I don't raise bandwagon fans
in
my house.
Hold on. In all fairness, it's sports. You get to choose...
My lady Katie.
You got beef with them now?
I kind of do. My lady Katie, she's huge Boston, right? Her whole family's Boston, this and that. So she is Patriots. She knows shit about hockey, but if the Bruins are on TV, she'll cheer for them over. She does love the Lightning. And Red Sox. She knows absolutely, probably less than I do about baseball.
But she loves the Red Sox.
And she loves the Red Sox.
Typical Red Sox fan.
Yeah, has Red Sox hats and shit. Can't name a fucking player on the team for the last 10 years.
Jason Verite.
Brad Pitt.
Yeah, but well, he's taking it to another extreme. So in answer to your original question, yes, or not your original question, but the one you just asked, which is the appropriate one, I should say, yes, I have beef.
Oh, man.
With my son.
With bandwagon fans, I think. Right?
Yeah. Like, I give them a ride to school every morning.
Giving him a ride. No, drop him off like a little, like, hey, this is your stop, get out, and then, you know, take the other boys all the way up to the door. Like, you know, teach
him. I'm not giving him a ride.
Why
don't you call one of your Nashville buddies?
Lightning tied it up, by the way.
Yeah. Nice.
That is kind of
see, like right now, I don't even know if he's happy that the Lightning tied it up. He's probably watching the Predator game.
He's fucking fired.
The Lightning are the team to beat right now.
Yeah.
Back-to-back Stanley Cup champions. They're playing real strong.
Yeah, right?
So did he go there with a Lightning gear and walk?
Oh, yeah, of course.
Did he walk out wearing Nashville?
What?
Bo
just hit the nail right on the head right there.
But
the problem is that my son, who I've raised. Okay, understand this. I've raised.
Mama said Vicky Valentine's the devil.
Is this why you wanted to call Josh?
What?
Is this why you wanted
to call Josh? No, this is not why I want to call Josh.
Oh, we should call Josh on this one.
Yeah, because, well, Josh already heard all about this.
Yeah, but see, I don't, that's not, no.
It's a bad day.
He's just trying to please both parents, man.
I don't want
to
hear about pleasing both parents. We don't please both parents with shit like that. Yeah, when you, don't you sign your hockey contract, stand up there and say, thanks, Mom, thanks, Dad.
Yeah.
You thank both parents.
Yeah.
Until then, it's fucking go Bolts. Yeah.
Yeah, I'd probably laugh at my parents if they ever did some shit like that to me.
No.
Especially my mom.
But you got to look at it from his perspective. Like, you know,
no, I see it from his side.
It's like,
he's
okay.
He's 13. He doesn't have a perspective. Yeah.
Bro,
confused.
He would be, his phone would be taken away. He'd be doing yard work for 8 days out of the week.
Let's put yourself in his shoes. Let's see how this story runs down. You and your significant other have a kid, blah, 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 just split up, blah, blah, blah. He comes home 13 years old from watching the Bucks going to play
Green Bay.
The Falcons. It's just whatever. Just whatever team. And he comes home with that gear in his hand.
Who'd he go up there with?
Not in his hands.
His?
Wearing his gear, talking about how pretty it is.
The baby mama. But she's not. You're not. You've moved on. It's gone. It's a whole different situation. She takes him away for the weekend.
I'd call the cops.
See?
Now do you know where he's coming from?
I'd call the guy. Who the fuck is this guy? Coming in my house.
Yeah. Who are you?
No soup for you.
So that's now you get what he's trying to say.
No, I get it, 100%.
I don't think he did it the first time.
I don't think he did.
I think
because
he was
this
confused.
Was the second. This was. I mean,
no.
The whole Halloween.
Hold on.
Got
on.
Okay.
Hold on.
Yo.
Remember our buddy Neek when we asked him about how did you like the Seahawks?
Yeah.
And he was like, "Well, my daddy was a Green Bay Packer fan. My brother was a
no."
Niner
but
fan.
Understand, he's been. Like,
you get
we're
to
not,
choose.
We're not
you
big
get
baseball
choose,
fans,
but,
so but he's big Bucks and he is big Bulls.
There was an influence in that decision for him to come home with that sports attire.
Exactly.
Case closed.
That's where
there's an influence, and an influence that wasn't needed or called for upon, because I'm pretty sure it wasn't asked for, but it was implemented on the child's mind.
Like their colors are like blue and gold. I'm not even eating the blue and gold gummy bears right now. I'm so upset by this. Seriously, I'm eating around them.
Do they make blue gummy bears?
I thought you were saving them for your Rams collection.
I don't think blue is the color of a gummy bear.
He's colored.
It is.
No, it's not.
No. That maybe not in this batch. You got to get the real batch. Patrick went cheap on me for my birthday.
Is it really blue?
There's not a blue one.
I don't think so.
Look, yellow and blue. Yellow and green make blue.
Yeah, but that's gold.
All right, so this is where I am on a Tuesday.
All right, well, we'll pray for you, man.
Thank you. Now I have something else I want to talk about.
Let's hear it. That's what we're here for.
Actually, there's two things. One, how the fuck can baseball still be fucking on a lockout? The fucking guy's talking about canceling games now.
Yeah, the guy's a one percenter. And you hear the money that he's offering to the minor league, $700,000 for...
He's talking about canceling games instead of just delaying the schedule. It makes no sense to me.
What? Why? You can't push it back.
Yeah, you can.
No, you can't.
100%. Bro, and
then it's
going to
mess
and
up the next
all
year.
All this is over the fact that all these high-priced babies that are hitting 20 hits out of 100 pitches, and they're wanting $10 million.
We did it 2 years ago with COVID. Everything did.
It's out of control, bro, what these players want to play that fucking game. No contact, no this, no bullshit.
No,
20 hits
not.
Out of 100, they want 10 mil.
No,
it's not. That's not what it's all about.
You got a batting average of 200 and you want 10 mil. That's not
that's
a problem.
That's hitting the ball 2 out of 10 times.
So if you're a basketball player, if you only make 2 out of 10 shots, you should get 10 mil?
No, but there's players that do worse and make more.
If you're a quarterback, you only complete 2 out of 10 passes, you get 10 mil?
That's an average quarterback.
No, you cannot. You can't.
That is.
That you can't. Yeah. You can't compare apples to oranges with this.
No, you really can't. He's right.
They replaced baseball with water polo. They found a more interesting sport.
There's many things this guy, Medford or Rob, whatever that
is. Rob Medford.
Whatever his name is. He was saying that the league minimum is going to go up to $700,000. That was one of them.
Okay.
What they're arguing is that the minor league players should be getting paid more money. They should get... And he's like offering, oh, we're getting $30 million for bonus for the top.
Yeah, but there's also
this. No, what it is that these guys are the one percenters, the owners of baseball teams, any
sports
franchise. Mm-hmm. They are the one percenters in the world.
Yeah, I agree.
They are offering pennies on the dollar to the people that are bringing in the majority of their
money. They're both
going
to start losing money if they don't get to a deal soon, which they will, but I don't know if it's... I mean,
but
I don't know.
Why would you push games back and make this season just start?
Yeah, well, without the owners, so we're clear, the one percenters and all that shit, the players ain't got shit to do.
Exactly.
Yeah, no.
They better wake the fuck up.
I get it, but at the same time, like...
You're playing you
those one percenters will be
and
more well off than
any of the
if your
league minimum is $250,000 a year, that's better than most attorneys or doctors that have gone to school for fucking years. I'm so over the high-priced bullshit with these fucking players, man.
It is a little absurd.
Baseball, you got a guy that can make $500 million over a 10-year span.
It's ridiculous.
And then you got a guy who can make $1 million over a 3
it's,
year
well,
it's, span.
There's no limit. They never. They should have set a limit. There's no reason.
The players are trying to get because some guys will come in. What's his name? Bobby
Boucher.
No, Bonita or whatever for the Mets. He's still getting paid. He structured his contract.
I get it.
Not everybody wants to do that,
but at the same time, like.
When it gets to the ridiculous amounts for the contracts, it's just absurd.
But not everybody gets those. You got maybe one or two players on your roster that have contracts.
If the
like
league
that,
minimum is $700,000, you're making
$700,000
playing
your Dodgers.
Fucking game you love since you were a kid. Are you kidding me?
They're trying to implement teams to spend equal amount of money. Is the bottom line is they want a salary cap on. They're gonna kind of have to do something. So.
I just don't understand. Look, why is this taking so long up until this point? And like, what are they doing? It sounds like they're doing nothing.
The owners are making so much money, and the players want a piece of it. That's what it is.
They get it. What's the league minimum right now? Worst guy on the field. No, I shouldn't say worst guy on the field. He's a pro.
It's like $560 a year.
What needs to happen for baseball to come together like tomorrow?
Out of here.
I don't know. Let's look it up.
The league minimum is, let's just say it's $300,000, and you're bitching about something? You're riding the bench for the majority of your year and making $300,000?
And guess what? That owner's making.
Okay,
for
minimum.
Who cares? One inning of a home game.
Who cares?
$300,000.
Can I ask you a stupid question? Because I don't know what happens if you have season tickets. Are you fucking eating this shit?
So last year, in 2021 it was $570, and they're proposing it at $775 for a league minimum. So that means,
guys, think about this for a minute. $570,000 is the league minimum.
Gas is $18 a gallon. Milk is $15 a gallon.
But I don't make a $500,000 a year.
You're shitting me right now. I mean, I understand you have agents. I understand you have all these things. Even if you're walking away with 200 of that 570 or 150 of it, are you kidding me?
If you get in the league minimum, you're probably taking home about $400,000. You're probably paying $200,000 a time. That's a lot of money. But
you have your agents. You have whatever.
You also got to understand yourself. What these guys go through, they have no life. They have to.
You're going to tell
me
that these athletes have no life on the road.
They do now, but
when you get to a standpoint, you can. But until you're really like certified, you can't enjoy it. This is not a show for them. Like, it's just with any other sport. You put in that effort. You put in the time. You're going to get paid.
And Chip, we're talking about.
But
one
you have
year.
To be there at a whole year. It's not like you come up, go down. You're getting the same salary. There's limitations on what these players can actually make.
Let me ask you something.
If you sign a one-year deal, if you were making
$570,000 a year, Bo,
mm-hmm.
playing baseball.
And one
but
year.
But you only like maybe played for 10 minutes the entire damn year. Are you complaining?
Are you going to be playing next year? You're going to be out of a job.
I'm not complaining if I'm playing the sport I love, regardless.
Did you know that $570,000 in one year of or one season – let's say you're out of a job now or whatever the case may be. Mm-hmm. Do you know how many people would love to get $570,000 for one year?
You know how many people can't manage that money, Chip?
Well, then they're fucking morons, man. I'm sorry, bro.
That's a whole different topic.
You need to
about
step up your class of athletes. Yeah.
No.
Seriously.
Bottom line is you're just complaining that these athletes are getting paid a lot of money. For what reason? Why does it upset you so much? It upsets me.
It's a fucking lockout.
But this is the thing: is you could care less if baseball plays or not. Why is it upsetting you that it's actually locked out? I'm upset,
I think it's ridiculous. If it went to the NFL, I'd be on a 10.
It almost happened in the NFL a couple years ago, and it probably will in a standpoint.
And I'll be at a fucking 12 with my anger. Are these ball players still getting paid?
What if all your kids become national?
They don't get paid. The season doesn't start. They don't get paid.
So wait a minute.
It's a lockout. There's no business being made. They don't get paid in the offseason. When they start spring training, they start getting their checks throughout the whole year. So if you're making, there are certain athletes that make $25, $30 million a year. So you average that out through.
Let me tell you something, dude.
They can do from signings, from their sponsorships, from
whatever. There's a whole bunch of other ways these guys can make money instead of making play. Yeah, they're fine.
Yeah.
They can invest. I mean, that's up to them. But that's not that has nothing to do with what this lockout is. It's not their personal life.
If you made $570,000, you can sit on your fucking ass for the 3 months that you don't have a fucking season.
You're not sitting. Okay, now here's another standpoint. You want to be that bare minimum player? Do you want to be just that guy, or do you actually want to make? Then you're going to strive to do more. You're not going to sit on your ass for 3 months. There's actually no time to sit.
Oh, so now I'm making.
You're literally 12 hours.
Hang on. Now I'm making $570,000 to play the game I love, and if I'm not playing the game I love, I'm getting paid to try and get better to play the game I love. It's a tough life these athletes lead, man.
I'm working for the city. You remember that Chinese basketball player? Really tall?
Yao Ming?
No, knee high.
Yeah.
What? Anywho. All right, so let's talk about the Bucks for a minute.
Ali Marpet.
Do you really want to?
Ali Marpet.
Hey, hold on.
His retirement.
Pass me them gummies.
Which one? Which
Bears,
one?
The Bears. The Bears.
Yeah, you're giving those things away. Mike, why don't you write this down right now? Just right now of what our roster consists of, just a prediction overall record of the season.
We already did it. 18-0.
Are you really saying 18-0?
No.
But yeah, you already know I will. I mean, you can put that down for me.
So say this.
All right, here we go.
Just put it on the side. So bare minimum, we go through the draft. There's no really big free agent signing, just going through the motions, just how it is. Yeah, we get a Godwin back. Sue retires. You have 50% of your roster that you had last year.
Let's just say how many wins. That's what I want to know. Yep. How many wins are we getting this
four.
Year? What did you just say?
Four.
You're saying four.
Yep. If wow. you look at this team right now, it is
I don't even want to hear you talk.
Okay.
What are you saying,
dog? Well,
you can't accept the fact of the truth.
What are you saying, dog?
Hell, you're gummy.
Oh, man. The cool thing about football is that unlike baseball, there's a salary cap.
Yeah.
So everyone has a square chance of winning the whole shabam.
So what do you say? How many wins?
You know, probably 10-11, taking the South, and then running that playoffs.
So you're saying 11, okay.
Shorty? But no. You can also put down 17.
How many did you say?
He said 11 wins.
10 or 11 wins of what's on this roster right now, not at
bro, I adding anything bigger. I'm not saying we're going to win four games.
I'm going seven. Now, look, so this is what? This is a billion-dollar industry. I mean, they're locking out. This is the players, right, that are getting punished. Mm-hmm. Am I right? Mm-hmm. So why are the players getting punished? What did they do? Like, what are the owners?
It's not even the players. It's the Players Association. It's a representation of players that are playing in the league. There might be a couple players involved, but it's all retired players voicing their opinion for the players. That's what I don't
understand. But aren't the players taking the shit for this? They can't play the game, right? I mean, that sucks. All you're doing is practicing. You have no games going on.
That's my whole thing.
The players have to come to
It's not like a group of active players fighting against the owners. It's a Players Association, which is representing the players. And obviously, they all talk. They all have their separate groups.
That's what I'm saying.
I can't answer. I can't answer that. I've never understood that.
Shorty,
do you want to know the truth?
That's all they want to do is fucking play baseball. They could care less.
It's all about money is what it sounds like.
It's politics and money.
Do you want to know the truth?
Yeah.
Say it, Chip. Go ahead. I'll mute you.
Last year, they had to play 162 games, I believe. Right. Each team. They're super tired.
Oh, shit.
From all the running around that they had to do.
From last year?
They're super tired.
They're not super tired. They would usually be training right now.
I mean, we did the whole trivia. It's 18 minutes of action in a 3.5-hour game. That's a true fact.
Over a course of eight months.
That's average. All right. So they're tired. They need a break. 570,000 league minimum is not enough. They need 775 and a signing bonus and a happy ending on the end of the contract signing.
You and your Robert Kraft.
On the same page now?
I get it, yeah.
Okay.
Jeez.
Speaking of Robert Kraft, sour Boston fans. I hung out with a few Boston fans here in the last weekend. Some K's family.
You go up
They're
to Boston?
They're super sour, dude.
You go up to Boston?
No, they came here.
Oh.
They came to the real estate. They're sour about Brady.
Why? What's sour?
They just are.
That he came down here, won us a ring,
and his goodbyes. He had to get beat up for not talking about Boston before he actually talked about Boston.
He did the whole last dance or whatever, the man in the arena.
Yeah, I know. But it's not enough for Boston fans, man. It's not enough. We have a new football team in Tampa?
No, they're all playing in Alabama. Yeah.
Are they all playing in Alabama?
Yeah. The USFL?
What's the name of our team?
Tampa Bay Bandits.
They're the Tampa Bay Bandits, but the whole league's playing in Alabama or some Birmingham or whatever.
Why?
I don't know, man. Look it up. I've never paid attention to it.
Why?
Football is real in Bama.
I guess so, man.
But why?
Roll Tide.
Why?
Chip's a real Alabama fan.
Chip, can you get the games on your TV? He has 19,000 channels, so hopefully he can get him one of them.
It's questionable, his cable.
It's questionable.
We need to get a hold of Big Nasty.
Yeah. Hey, man, he just announced his retirement.
I know. That's why I want to talk to him. When I sit back and I listen to our interview with him before, he was on the same page as me. When it's fun when you talk to someone that actually knows about football and you talk to him about it,
yeah.
It's interesting, like the information that goes back and forth.
What do you mean?
Huh? No, dog, I'll give it to you. You were right there with us. You got some knowledge.
But what do you mean? Explain yourself.
I mean, like when you listen to Bo talk during that interview. It's
I believe didn't
it's
I?
So funny some of the
so
shit that comes
the past
out of mouth,
two
man.
Seasons that we've predicted records. I think I
was the closest.
No, I got them both right both years. You know, I said 12-4 last year, and then I said 13-4 this
all
year.
All this is recorded, man.
It is, and look it up.
You're fine.
Look it up.
Well, Jam. I was right in 2020 when I said we're going to win the Super Bowl. Just like this year, we're going to win the Super Bowl. We're gonna
every year.
You know what it is? You remind me of my son.
Oh, really? Because I have another team's.
No, because you just are convenient.
I'm convenient. Oh, what am I, a store?
No, you just, whatever you want to remember is what you remember.
It's just the truth.
And because you speak it, it must be the truth.
It's
because
you guys don't want to accept it.
Okay. Except what?
I don't know.
Well, it's time for accepting. I have my last topic of the day, and then we can move on to a couple other things. So let's just get it out there. Josh and I had a very good conversation the other day.
About what?
You, actually, dog.
Oh, shit, dog. What's up, man?
Dun, 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 dun.
What'd you do?
Now, let me ask you a question. If I were to say the term IG model, you know what I'm talking about, right? These girls that go out there that fucking pretty much everything in the picture's fake, let alone their body's fake. Everything in the picture's fake. We have figured that fishermen are like the modern-day IG models.
What?
We think not only did he Photoshop the fish, because you can tell because his hands are here, but then the fish is way out here. It's like he wouldn't be able to hold it in balance like
right,
that.
Right, I get you.
Problem. And it's the same fish from another picture that is kind of Photoshopped on him sitting on the front of the boat with like a 70-pound snook, it
looks
like.
You want
me to
show you the video?
You know what's funny?
Yeah.
Is there's an old saltwater rumor out there.
Oh, let's hear it.
There's one of these snook that are just roped up. Moves from dock to dock. Nobody knows how it gets there, but it magically appears on IG every couple weeks.
Oh, shit.
IG models. Oh, IG models. You heard it here first, bro.
What in the actual fuck?
2022 oh brings on the
that's,
fisherman
hold
IG
on.
Models.
That's what you guys do when you guys hang out is talk about my fish.
Hang on. Pause. I actually believe this right now. I actually believe that the fish is not real.
What?
So I don't know if you guys are lying, but I feel like he did Photoshop this.
Have you ever seen his post? He posts like he caught a tarpon and he's like,
and
I'm in Lake Tarpon.
Yeah.
I mean,
yes.
Come on, dude.
He was catching saltwater fish in a fucking lake.
Yeah.
If you don't, that's what I remember that one.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, dog.
You want to see it?
Yeah, I do.
Hey, dude, show him the picture.
This bad boy.
See? Look, you can see the red and blue outline around it.
Oh, my God.
It's Photoshopped.
Okay, so here, hand me that.
You just patched this bad boy.
Who took that picture?
Hand me that.
Did Zane take that picture?
Shit. Hand me that.
No, my buddy right. Beto did.
Okay.
But hold on.
No, I'll be honest. I can't see much on that.
Let's go.
It's a little bit.
I could go to the video I personally took, and it shows the date, everything.
You think videos can't be Photoshop?
There's that fish right there.
How dude, that is not even close to the same
I saw
fish.
That same thing on Vimeo the other day.
That's not
day.
Even close. I mean, look at that. Look at the
February 23rd. Okay.
I know, but look at your hand.
They sell those on Shutterstock, man. Like, I can go buy that fish on a video.
No,
don't
you
bullshit
can't.
Bullshit me.
All right. This is where I need the truth, Bo.
Let me see
what's
you.
That?
This is where you come
where's
in.
You in the video? Show me you in the video.
Have you been fishing with your brother, obviously?
Yeah.
Plenty of times, correct?
They catch fish.
He does. Okay.
Not every time, but they catch fish.
Okay. Has he ever caught anything of that magnitude?
So yeah. Pissed.
That ain't even one of my bigger ones,
dog
dude.
Is so
he's got.
Right
he's, he knows what he's doing on the water. It's just to me, it's really funny because I just try to spark it up and just add stories to it. But no, they go out there, they do the thing.
That's,
dude,
it, that's
dog.
It in the water.
Dog is going through his pictures for validation.
That's a live photo too.
Oh shit! Let me press it down and see what happens. it moved.
So what you're saying is that was a real catch.
That looks like a real catch, but it's not the picture of the. It's not the fish in the picture.
But you understand what I'm saying? Why
you
guys
see,
could
it's
think
it's
not
that the one in
the
Photoshopped picture.
Is that fishermen like tell tall tales of the fish that they catch? So it's like the modern day IG model.
Oh shit!
Look at
I
my
mean,
hand on that thing. That thing was huge. It was dude, like it all, was 39 inches. 39.
What'd you catch it with? Quick
pinfish.
That's
like
smart.
3-inch pinfish.
Where were you at?
It was,
quick.
It was, I'm not going to tell you that.
Okay. That just made it believable right there.
But, yeah, the thing was probably like 20 pounds, 25. Yeah. I was undersized in my rod and reel, mm-hmm. and I got fucking
He got dogged.
Yeah,
dog got dogged.
That thing beat me up, but I got him. He got me around a couple poles. Had to go this way, that way. Pitch dark. Can't see shit.
Beat it up.
People are turning on their lights because my drag's screaming. Wow.
Now, what's to say you didn't buy this fish prior to fishing and just take it out there, throw it on the line, and hey,
listen,
guys, check
you guys,
this out.
If you guys want to stay up late one night and go fishing.
Okay.
Chip, I know your bedtime's 9:30. That's like late. When I get started.
This is a new chip now.
The last is a new chip. Yeah. New year, new me.
New week.
You just had a new year.
He said it's a new week. It's a new year.
It is.
You just had your New Year's.
It's a new chip. I can't even tell you why, but it is. It's a new chip. So what do you want to do?
All
right. You want to go? You want to go to a rave and then go fishing?
A rave?
What's wrong with you?
Maybe we could just go get some coffee and then head
yeah, out. Just go take a walk by the park or something. Keep
no,
listen, it was my birthday last Friday. If anybody can guess my age, I'll give you a red Sour Patch.
47.
All right.
You know 40, what? Oh, yeah. 40, I already told you my age at the beginning of this. This is what I'm 42. Saying. 42. You guys aren't my real friends.
42, 43.
39.
Okay. No, well, you gave me the best age, so.
Yes, sir.
46.
Winner, winner.
See? No one way, off.
Really?
Yeah. I knew that because you were born in 76, but.
Like we said, I already told you.
46.
Yeah.
Oh,
you have something else to say?
I really thought you were 42, man.
Thank you.
Going 43.
He's twitching when he's lying.
Shit, you lost 3 years, man.
Why are you looking up to the left? Up to the left.
He's up in the left, up in the right.
I just know Chip is the same year as the Bucks.
That's right, son. And they were announced on my birthday. Thank you.
Is Look it really on. Up in the left is the creative cortex, or is it up
I
in the right?
I have no idea.
I thought you were onto something.
Nah, man. That's shoot shit.
That's good shit.
So I was wondering something.
Okay, what you got?
So, you know, take for instance, like...
Are we still talking about my fish?
No.
Okay.
No, we let
But like,
go.
Say for instance, soccer was never invented. Like,
football?
Messi. Yeah, football.
Football.
So, Ronaldo Messi, right? Mm-hmm. One of the best in the world. Mm-hmm. Like, he would just be, what, probably just a normal guy, right? Like,
you
so.
Think. And,
so
he got, and he would look weird.
Yeah, it got me thinking, like, maybe there's just a sport invented that I'm the greatest at, but it's not invented, so I'm just a normal guy.
There is actually 100%.
You know what I'm saying?
I can understand where you're coming from.
I could be the greatest athlete of all time of a sport that just wasn't invented, so now I'm just.
My luck, it'll be the day after I die. So
that's
a kid
true.
Named Joe.
You know?
Yeah. He's going to figure it out.
Just think, you know, outside the box, you know? A lot of windshield time I got.
A lot of windshield time. You got a lot of windshield time. A
lot of windshield time.
Yeah.
Wow. I got to get some of these things out sometimes.
What are you drawing over there, Doug?
Our card. But if that's the case, I'm the greatest fisherman of all time.
No, you're not. You're not comprehending what I'm saying.
Yeah. When, so
you can claim
you ever placed
yeah.
in the top three in the Kingfish?
No.
Yeah, I've actually won one when I was 14.
Really? Did you?
Yeah.
Is that nice. Another lie?
No, it's not. I got a newspaper clipping in
no,
the article.
No, he's got a serious face on right really? Now because he wants you to take that serious.
Nice,
I'm with you, bro.
Nice. He wants to bring in the news clipping.
I won a snook tournament last year around this time.
Yeah.
First place, biggest snook.
Guess what? It was the same snook he caught last night.
Actually, it was 2 inches smaller. It could have been the same fish. Just
I'm old enough
year,
to tell you guys, like, later. I invented things about fishing, and you wouldn't really even know if it was the truth or not.
Like what?
What?
Like what?
He said what?
Deep sea fishing? Wasn't really a thing.
Not until Chip.
Not until.
Yep.
Until Chip did it.
Another
what
thing.
What do you catch out there?
I'm sorry?
What do you catch out
Whatever
there?
Whatever I want.
Like what?
Yeah, dude, tell me what.
Sounds
you
like
catch.
He's catching
Here, let's
that
just
dude
do
right
this.
Now.
Let's just do this right now. Throw out the fish you want me to catch. I'll tell you what I'm putting for bait.
Marlin,
shrimp. Go. Next, what else you got?
Dolphin.
That just sums it up.
Dolphin
what sums up what? Throw one.
Dolphin. What do you mean?
You're not catching no dolphin. Marlin with a shrimp.
Yes. What fish do you want me to catch?
Pinfish.
He said marlin.
I know. What do you want me to catch?
I'll catch a pinfish, huh?
I'd that's love to see you just. Catch a sheephead or something.
Oh, that's a worm.
That's a worm.
Yes.
Oh,
what
shit. Are you talking about? Actually, a sheephead, you would take some barnacle as your best bet.
You, yeah, go
oyster.
Yeah, I'd love to see you hook a barnacle.
He said a barnacle,
it's not
guys.
Hard.
That's not hooked
you
onto
think
a
I've
pilot.
Never done it?
But you've like,
oh my God.
Dude, you guys act like I've never fished before. I grew up. I literally
You're
lived on a boat.
You're talking about putting a hook through a barnacle.
Yeah. You don't think I've never done that before?
I guess it's possible.
It is possible, but you can just get an...
Or a fiddler crab.
You can just find an... Mm-hmm. Or a fiddler crab. Or shrimp.
Didn't he say a shrimp with a barnacle, though?
So you could throw a gummy bear down there for all they care sometimes.
Right. If you Dude, want, I kid you not, my dad caught a jack on a cigarette butt.
Yep.
Are you serious?
Well, they came up, you know, yeah. Jack's like freak out and they start hitting on the top of the water. He's like, Slim, watch this. Took a cigarette, still lit, threw it instantly. Boom. Hooked the Jack.
I shit you not. This is a tip I'm going to give you guys.
If
you
smoked them.
If you want a swordfish, you use one of those plastic ones that has the silver thing that reflects in the water.
Like a spoon.
It's about that big.
A spoon?
The spinner, yeah.
Spinner? The spinning spoon? Yeah.
Spinner?
He's just the shiny thing.
I guess, man.
Ask my kids. They'll tell you.
I mean, dude, if you want to go fishing, brother, all you got to do is just ask me. We can go fishing. I'll show you some things.
What time do you go out?
After work.
What time do you go out?
After work, right?
Because all your pictures are also dark, so nobody can see what you're really doing.
Yeah, because there's no idiots out there.
Okay, so
no jet skiers, no boats flying by.
So you go out at like 7, 8 o'clock?
I put in directly after work. I leave work, come home, hook the boat up, and I'm out the door within an hour. From leaving work,
6 o'clock?
5 o'clock.
5 o'clock.
I'll get off at 4, get home, got the boat hooked up.
What time do you come back in?
Depends how the bite is, man.
Depends on the bite. Depends if it's 10
o'clock. So
if
I'm out there
o'clock.
With you, we're you know, killing it.
It's going to take you
about
2 hours to go get bait and get set up and find a good spot.
It all depends. If you're out there on a weekly basis or you know people where they know where the bait's at, you go pull up, catch your bait.
Sounds to me like Chip wants you to go get bait, everything, come pick him up and bring him to the closest dock, catch a fish, drop him off so he can go home.
It's not true at all.
Dude, speaking of shrimp, though, Chip. I got to show you these shrimp.
Those things were massive.
Chip just wants to go out for the glory.
Dude,
don't want to go put,
I mean, if
put
we're
the boat
photo,
in.
Hey, listen, if we're photoshopping anyways, just photoshop me.
Look at that's a 16-ounce beer, and look how big that shrimp is.
That's a big shrimp.
Is that what you'd use for the marlin?
Shit. No, you got to use much smaller than that.
Much smaller. Huh? That's actually a marlin. We might actually eat that.
That one's in my hand.
Damn, that's a big shrimp, man.
It's a big shrimp.
That's a jumbo shrimp. I've eaten those before, man.
All right, boys. Anybody else got anything else to talk about tonight?
Yeah, bunch of stuff.
What do you got?
Did you guys watch any of the PGA yesterday?
Not at all.
No, I had to work.
It was actually not bad, man.
You watched golf yesterday?
No, it was Sunday.
So. Oh, okay.
How's it like watching a faster-paced game than baseball?
It really is now, though.
I mean, at least it's playing.
That's a fact. They're out there with shirts now. Answer. Save baseball, I see.
You got anything, Bo?
Oh, I'm good, man.
You're good?
Yep.
What's going on in wrestling?
Wrestling?
Hulk Hogan got divorced. He's got a new girlfriend named Sky.
Nice.
Did he really?
Yeah, that's what it says right here.
Hogan, he's still around here? Clearwater?
Terry Bollea.
He got to keep his Clearwater mansion. Actually, I just read that part.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Anything else?
And his kid getting a wreck years back?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Bad wreck.
Oh, yeah.
His best friend is really messed up.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, that is true. Yeah, that was a long
time. Didn't he get in trouble like he's doing jail time or something like
he
that?
He did. He did go.
He did, didn't he?
And then I think, I don't know if he went to jail. I think he did for a little bit, but then he also had to do so many hours of house arrest after that.
Jeez.
It was a bad deal. So I think it was on the Clearwater Causeway.
Jeez.
All right. Anything? Anything?
Yeah.
How do these people get a hold of us?
If they want to get a hold of us, go on Instagram or Twitter, drop us a line, or hit us a message on our text line at 727-388-1644. Give us a call, 844-542-4111.
So, anything else?
What has
last minute?
2 arms, 3 legs, 4 feet.
Hold on. 2 arms, 3 legs, 4 feet. Caterpillar.
The finish line at the Boston Marathon.
Oh, bro.
This guy's witty.
That was bad. That was so bad.
I'm just going to act like I didn't get that at all.
Yeah, that's the best thing. What'd you mean?
Stay confused.
What? I don't know, man.
Oh, that one's bad.
It's all right. Cheer up, everybody. Stop being so fucking PC.
Damn, man. Shout out to those
Tell
Bo
us
burgers.
How you really feel.
Yeah. You don't want to know.
Yeah, those Bo
Shout
burgers.
Shout out to Bo Burgers.
Did you think about that on the drive, looking at the windshield?
What's that?
What you just thought of.
No, I heard that one. That's
Dude, that one was the pineapple.
That's shop talk.
Oh, that's terrible.
That's shop talk.
I like the pineapple.
Shop talk.
All right, guys, we out. Take it like a fan.
See ya. Say that in the '80s.
Hell no, 80s, 90s.